Hey, welcome to another edition of It's All About Relationship. I'm David Novak, and we're just about to jump into episode number 87. Hey, glad you could be with us today. If you're a returning listener, thanks for your faithfulness. We very much appreciate that. And if this is the first time for you, welcome aboard. Hope you enjoy what we're all about here. Again, it's all about relationship. And again, I'm David Novak. Check us out on Facebook if you want to do that. By the same name, it's all about relationship. If you want to follow me as an actor, would love for you to do that. On Instagram, David Novak Actor. On Facebook, David Novak Actor. Twitter, Parler. Same stuff, okay? So anyway, there you go. Hey, if you've missed the last few episodes of It's All About Relationship, I highly recommend, invite you to check out the last handful that we've done. We've had special guests. Like I said, this is episode 87. Well, we had a special guest on episode 83, Cody Gunderson, Pastor Cody Gunderson, who was also our, he played the pastor, preacher in Lost Outlaw, which we recently just wrapped filming on. And he and his wife, Billy, were the wranglers, the horse wranglers, and we certainly do appreciate them. And Pastor Cody was awesome in the interview that we had with him, and we talked about the movie and lots of other great things. What God has done in his life and what he is doing. An episode right after that, which was episode 84, we had Jeff Smith and Tyler Smith on, and they were also involved in Lost Outlaw again, the Western, faith-based Western. But they also, not only did they talk about that one, but they talked about another movie that they just recently wrapped on and finished in post-production called Above Snakes. And so that was pretty cool having them on. Really great guys. I'm glad I know these people. The episode after that, 85, we had Daryl Mapson on. Daryl Mapson was the producer, director, writer, also acted in, played my brother, actually, in Lost Outlaw. Awesome man of God. Really great guy. I'm really glad we had Daryl on. just a lot of fun interview with Daryl. It was really, really cool stuff. And then last week, we had actor John Eden on episode 86. No, he wasn't in Lost Outlaw. It seems like everybody lately has been in that, but no, he's not. But he's got some projects going. I've known John for years and years, and we've written some screenplays together, and he recently did another project. And anyway, that was a great interview with John. So, moving ahead. Where am I? Okay. We got some stuff going on here, and I want to talk to you about, it's just me today. I don't have a special guest. I hope you're not bummed about that. So, right? So, oh, come on. I know. Anyway, I had to do that. Hey, I want to talk about a renewed mind today, and the words of our mouth, and our thought process, that kind of stuff. I want to pull all that into one big subject because it's so critically important about what we think these days and what we dwell on and what we meditate on, because what we tend to think about, we tend to articulate, and what we tend to articulate, our attitudes are wrapped around that. Pretty soon our actions stem from that. So where's your mind these days? Is it joyful? Is it worried? Is it depressed? Is it fearful? Is it happy? I mean, where are you coming from? And I know we've got actually listeners in, let's see, as of a few days ago, 37 states in the U.S. and 32 countries, right? Is that right? Yeah, 32 countries. And that's a lot of people, I guess, huh? So we have a real cross-section of people that listen to this podcast. So we're not just talking about U.S., types. But anyway, I digress. So a renewed mind must be more than just good thoughts, okay? It's not just positive thinking. Yes, it is positive thinking, but it's not just trying to think good thoughts. A renewed mind must be more than just good thoughts. We got to be tapping into the genius and the wisdom of God. It's being a student of the Holy Spirit. And why do we want to do that? Because God loves us and he wants the very best for us. And in John 10:10, I believe it is, Jesus says, what did he say? I have come to give you life and life more abundantly, but the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what John 10:10 says. So the Lord wants the very best for us, and he wants us to be happy. And that's why we want a renewed mind, because as we partner with God, we're going to be going in the direction that God wants us to do. And if we're going in the direction that God wants us to do, our lives will be blessed more and more, right? Grace is going to overflow our lives. Let me read a pretty lengthy scripture here for you, but I'm going to read a few today. Actually, I'm getting kind of deep today, so bear with me. If you're driving, if you don't have to drive, if you can just stop and maybe close your eyes, if you're not driving, hopefully, if you can just close your eyes for a minute or two and just listen to the word being shared with you, I think that would be really great, if you're able. And if you're not, just listen as best as you can. But anyway, I'm reading the first scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 16. And this is from the Passion Translation. Here we go. This is why the scriptures say, things never discovered or heard of before, things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things God has in store for all of his lovers. That's you and me. But God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and deepest mysteries through the Holy Spirit, who constantly explores all things. After all, who can really see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses except for that person's spirit? So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God. For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. And we articulate these realities with the words imparted to us by the Spirit and not the words taught by human wisdom. We join together Spirit-revealed truths with Spirit-revealed words. Okay, now check this part. Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit, for they make no sense to him. He can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they are only discovered by illumination of the Spirit. And those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. For he who has intimately known the mind of the Lord Yahweh well enough to become his counselor, Christ has, and we possess Christ's perceptions. I want to go jump back just a little bit. It says, someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit because they make no sense to him. It's so important that we tap in, like I said earlier, tapping into the genius and wisdom of God, becoming a student of the Holy Spirit. God is good. God is great. He is almighty. God the Father, God the triune being, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God. God created heaven and earth and all the galaxies and everything in it. He created the human intellect. He created the human mind. He created all the animals, the fish, birds, mammals, everything in the earth and all the planets and all the galaxies. So who better to partner with than the Creator who created it all? And as we become students of the Holy Spirit, okay, more and more on a daily basis, we renew our minds that way, and we partner with God to be successful. Okay, now, bear with me. I am going in a direction, okay? I'm going to read, this is Romans 12:2, and I'm going to read it in a couple different translations because it's really powerful if you catch the translation. Okay, hang in there with me. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Okay, that is New King James. Now let me give it to you in the Amplified. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Okay, let me give it to you one last time. Hang in there with me. I promise it's good. This is from the Passion, okay? Passion Translation. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in his eyes. Isn't that cool? I love that translation. That's so awesome. So we're talking about renewing the mind, and we're talking about partnering with the Holy Spirit, okay? And what does this do for us? It's going to cause peace in our lives. It's going to cause a closer relationship with the Lord, and it's going to help us to think like God. Now, are you a fearful person? Are you a person who worries? Are you a person that has unforgiveness, bitterness, resentfulness? We all deal with these different challenges that come to our life. The devil only comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? John 10:10. So he comes after us with fear, you know, fear about our kids getting hurt. He comes after us about fear with, financial difficulties. I'm not going to be able to pay this bill or that bill. He comes to us with fear and dread having to do with our health. Maybe we're dealing with something. He's telling us that, no, you're not going to get well. You're going to die, you know, whatever it is. And so as we take these thoughts, and that's the problem there, as you take a thought, you know, when you have a thought that comes into your mind that's not of God, that's evil, you have the ability right then and there to take that thought or to reject that thought and cast it down. I mean, you do. You don't consciously think about it so much because you're just bombarded constantly, every day, all day long. These thoughts come into your mind and the enemy comes to you. But the Holy Spirit, you know, talks to you too. So you constantly have this challenge every day, right? 24/7, you know, even in your dreams, I guess, right? I have some weird dreams, I got to tell you. And I'm sure some of you do too, But let's say you're dealing with unforgiveness. Let's take that one. Okay, so you got somebody in your life that maybe did something that you're not, you know, that you don't appreciate. Maybe it hurt you deeply. And so maybe every time you think of that person, you know, the enemy comes in and says, well, what about this person? They did this to you and they're creepy and they hate you and they only wanted to destroy you. And so, you know, you're not thinking that's the enemy. You're just thinking, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they did that. Yeah. And so now every time you see that person, you got this resentfulness that you know, wells up inside of your heart and you're just a little bit more mad. And then every time you think about them, you get a little bit more mad. And pretty soon you're talking to your neighbor about, you know, so-and-so, they hurt you. And I can't stand that person. They did this and that. Did you hear this? And did you hear that? And then pretty soon your mouth is going and your heart is, you know, really callous towards this person. And then maybe this person didn't even really mean to do anything. Or maybe they did, okay? But even if they did, who is that unforgiveness hurting right now? Is it hurting that person or is it hurting you? It's probably hurting you because that person may or may not even know you're upset with them. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But that bitterness or that resentfulness that's tearing apart your heart and it's destroying your life from the inside out. And the more you dwell on it, you know, the more slippery slope you're going down and the more unhappy you're going to be. And then pretty soon, you know, you get the pit in your stomach that hurts and you're getting headaches and everything else because strife causes physical problems in our bodies. Or maybe it's worry about the money, like I said, or you know, you can't pay the bill, you know, and you don't know where it's going to come from. And he comes to you late at night and he says, you're not going to be able to pay that bill and you're going to get thrown out and you're not going to be able to do the rent and you're going to be living on the street and you're getting all worried. And you have choices in these two situations that I mentioned, or your health or whatever the thing may be. You can take the thought or you can cast it down. And we want to be able to renew our minds. We want to partner with God. Now, what does God say about this stuff? Well, and I don't have all these scriptures written down, so I'm just going off memory, but Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, maybe there's something that you think you can't do, and the enemy's coming after you constantly, and he's telling you that you're not going to be able to do this or do that. You know, I can do all things through Christ. So this thought comes into your mind, and rather than take it and keep it, you can cast it down and replace it with what God says about it, right? God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, God says you can do all things through Christ. God says that you're able to forgive. You know, God says that you will be a success and I will be with you and I'll never leave you nor forsake you. These are the types of things that God says in his word. So who do you want to partner with? Do you want to partner with the enemy or do you want to partner with the Holy Spirit? And as we press in to knowing God more and more on a daily basis, you know, renewing our minds to what the word of God says and not what the word of, you know, the enemy says. We want to renew our minds constantly to what God says. Okay. I mean, it's so important. You can take a thought. A thought's going to come one way or the other, but you can either accept it, you know, if it's a godly thought, or if it's immoral thought, cast it down. Maybe you're having a problem with pornography. You know, I don't know where that came from. It just came out of the air right now. But maybe somebody's listening to me that's having a problem with that. So, you know, next time you see an image in your face, you know, and you start to take a little bit more than a second to look at it, you say, wait a minute, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then you push that thing away and you replace it. You can't just leave it an empty house, so you got to replace it. Replace it with what God says, you know. I have the mind of Christ, you know. I can do all things through Christ. I have the mind of Christ, okay. I can do anything with your help, Lord. Ask him to help you. He'll help you with all this stuff, really. Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit, brood of vipers. How can you, being evil, speak good things? So here's what I want to key on. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasures, bring forth evil things. But I say to you, that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So what are we saying with our mouths? Okay, so the way it works, as you probably well know, you get a thought, you meditate on it, and meditate simply means think about it. You roll it around in your head, okay? So you get a thought, you roll it around in your head, and then you speak it forth with your mouth, right? I can't do this. I can't do that. Whatever it is, okay? So you get the thought that you're a failure. You roll it around your head. You speak it with your mouth. I can't do this. I just can't. Every time I get mad, I don't know why I'm like this. I have such a bad temper. So you're constantly speaking this stuff out. And then pretty soon, your attitude is you know, taken over with it. And then the attitude produces actions. So the thought comes, the meditation of the thought, the words speak, and then the actions. Okay, so we have to take the thought captives, and then we have to take our mouth captive and not speak the garbage that kind of tends to come out when we're, you know, in a situation that we don't like. I'm not, you know, I deal with this stuff just like you do, okay? You and I mean, I don't even know who I'm talking to right now, but who's ever listening to me, we're all human. And we all go through the same kind of stuff. Rain falls on all of us, right? I deal with this stuff too. And I have to put a watch over my mouth as well. So one of the things that I try to do every morning after I wake up and I thank God for waking me up another day and I thank him for giving me another day of life and salvation and spend time with him. But one of the things I do is I ask the Lord to lead and guide my steps every day, to order my steps, and that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be pleasing to you, O Lord. That's my prayer. So I invite you to do the same thing. When these thoughts come, if they're not of God and they're evil, cast them down. But after you cast them down, replace them with what the Word says. That's a way that we renew our minds, okay? And we lean into the Spirit that way. And you know what? If you've never done this before, maybe this is new for you. I'm just, kind of thinking that everybody listens to the show. Maybe you already know all this stuff already. Maybe you do, but maybe you don't. But even if you do, it could be a good reminder, because sometimes we get lax. I know sometimes I do, and I just, some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth, I deal with this too, and my wife looks at me and rolls her eyes, and David, did you really just say that? So it's kind of like, oh yeah, you're right, I know. So anyway, I think I've kind of made my point. So what else do I want to say? Well, you know what, let's just wrap it up in prayer before I let you go. This is episode, 87, I think it was. Father God, I ask your blessing on everybody that's listening to my voice right now, that you would comfort them, encourage them by your Holy Spirit, to help them know how much you really love them, and help them to know that you're with them and that you want the very best for them, Father God. By your Holy Spirit, that you would just flow into the people that listen to me, and that you would empower them to walk closer to you, to have a closer relationship with you. Speak to them, Father God, and help them to know that they can do all things with your help, with your grace, and because of your love for us. We thank you, Father. We ask your blessing on these people, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. You know what? I really hope you got something out of this today. I really, really do. And if you did, do me a favor and share this episode with somebody else. Shoot them the link. Just tell them, hey, maybe you might want to check this out. And anyway, hope you enjoyed it. Catch me on the next one. I'm David Novak, and this is It's All About Relationship.